Hello, good morning. Good morning, my beautiful friend, or good afternoon. I know I always say good morning because it's morning here, but you could be listening to this anytime, and I welcome you whatever time it is. Here's a little snippet of a song called Supermarket Flowers by Ed Sheeran, which I didn't know until about 10 seconds ago.
And took the supermarket flowers from the windowsill. Threw the day old tea from the cup. Packed up the photo album Matthew had made. Memories of a life that's been loved.
Memories of a life that's been loved. I kind of came today knowing that I wanted to talk to you about something. And so I did a search on songs about people who have passed away. And this just popped up, and I actually had never heard it before. And I love that about this. I know I say this every week, but this is what you inspire me to do, right? Is just to see what life brings forward as gifts. And this song is a gift to me. I don't know it. I haven't even actually listened all the way through, but I think what it's about is a son who is gathering up his mother's belongings at the hospital after she's passed away. And the reason that I was looking up songs about people who have passed away is I have been thinking a lot about the last Secret Agents of Change mission that my friend Rosemary and I did. And I know that some of you participated in that, and some of you may already have done a secret agent mission. However, I just wanted to bring it up again because I feel like this was one of the most moving and memorable kindness missions that we've done. And I wanted to share it with you. For those of you who did not watch did not attend our live Zoom that we did, or you didn't watch the replay, or maybe you haven't been ever to the Facebook group. But basically, I'll just tell you, Secret Agents of Change is a group of people who we find a poem. It's one of Rosemary's poems always. And within that poem is some kind of prompt for kindness, and then we send people off to do secret acts of kindness in the world based on the poem and the prompt. It's a very simple idea, and many of you may remember the way this started is actually the way that I met my friend Rosemary, which is that I was doing some sort of course on abundance, and I was sending $5 a day to people and thanking them for something. And I included a note that said, this is just a token of the abundance that I wish for you. You know, may it multiply and come back to you in spades or something like that. And I didn't know Rosemary at the time, but I loved her poetry. I often read her poetry in my coaching groups or, in audio notes that I made for friends. And I was really touched by her poetry. And so I sent her $5. She ended up writing a poem about receiving that $5, and she called it Secret Agent. And when I saw how excited people were when they read her poem and people said, I want to be a secret agent of change. I want to be a secret agent of change. It was so touching to me. And I, even though I didn't know her, I contacted Rosemary and said, do you want to do something? And now that I'm talking to you, I just want to say, I know this is kind of an aside from what I was initially going to talk about, but what I want to say to you is that's the power of following our intuition or following a certain nudge that comes to us, right? Like, so first of all, it was that nudge to send people $5 and thank them. And second of all was to kind of, gather up my courage to contact Rosemary and say, do you want to do something? And we've been doing these missions ever since. So this particular mission we did on Rosemary's birthday. I was in Colorado visiting her. It was actually the first time I'd met her in person. And it was Rosemary's birthday and also the Day of the Dead. so November 2nd. And well, I'm just going to share it with you. And for those of you who may have participated in this mission, listen again, right? See if something else drops in. See if something new drops in. See if there's a, you know, a whole nother idea for kindness. It just so happens that yesterday, November 13th, was World Kindness Day. You know, I don't know who makes up all these days, but it was World Kindness Day. And perhaps that's what got me thinking about this mission. And it's one that I think we could really revisit over and over again. So again, don't hang up if you've already, you know, heard the poem or you know the mission. Listen again. Listen with fresh ears. And for those of you who are, you know, brand new, I really hope that you will be delighted by this. So let me read you the poem. It's short. It's by Rosemary Witola Tromer, and it's dated January 1st, and that's the name of it. When I say Happy New Year, I hear my grandmother's voice inside my voice. The way she slapped the first syllable, the way silence hung for a moment before she finished the rest of the phrase. Happy New Year! Each time I say the words, she is so alive in that moment. The syllables themselves wear her bright red nails, her signature updo, and her rhinestone earrings. Happy New Year! I sing out again and again, loving how she enters each conversation this day. There are small ways to bring our beloveds back. Little rituals so strong, they defy the loss. Rituals so potent that each time we do them, we become more and more who we love. Her voice becomes my voice, and her joy becomes my joy. I don't have to look in the mirror to see she is here, her smile, my smile, curving up from the inside. I love that part where she says, there are small ways to bring our beloveds back. Little rituals so strong they defy the loss. And I want you to be thinking about that. So even if you don't want to do a kindness mission, that's fine. I still want you to listen and think about some way that you could honor the memory of somebody that you loved who's no longer physically here. And so our prompt and your mission, should you choose to accept it, was your mission is to create an act of kindness in someone's name who has passed away. What did that person value? What brought them joy? What is something that would make them really happy if they knew that you were doing this in their name? What would feel like an honoring of that person? And then we always have a double secret agent mission, which is something that kind of benefits you know, it's not an outward thing, but what we invited people to do, and I invite you to play along because I think this is a really important aspect of it, which is to write that person a letter to tell them about your kindness. I mean, I know that they've passed away. I know they're no longer here. You could write a letter and put it in the postal box, you know, with no address and just maybe their first name. You could create an audio note where you tell them about it and you just record yourself talking about it. You could stand outside and whisper the story. Or Rosemary added this, and I've just recently heard a couple of people talking about this, which is a quote-unquote phone of the wind, which is a phone that is not connected to anything where you call and tell them. And I actually just heard my friend Kirsten read me a poem a couple days ago, and at the end of the poem, it was from The New Yorker. They talked about a phone booth in Japan where people line up, there's long lines of people, and it's that. It's a phone of the wind where people call the people who have passed away that they're missing. So beautiful. I haven't Googled it yet, but you can Google it. We'll see. Maybe lots of things will come up. But in any case, so to think about someone that you love who's passed away in a way that you could offer a secret act of kindness that honors that person. And I'm going to give you some of the many, many, many examples. There were just so many beautiful stories that what happens is our secret agents report back, which is very uplifting to read these stories. And I'll just quickly tell you a few, which will give you an idea of what we're talking about. One of our secret agents wrote that her brother, who took his life years ago, loved rhubarb pie. And he had made it for her on her birthday once when she was going through something hard, and he made her a rhubarb pie. And he loved rhubarb pie. And so what she thought she would do is to make one and share it with a bunch of people in his honor. Simple, but also really beautiful. You know, I'm sure when she shared that rhubarb pie, she talked about him and celebrated his spirit. Another person said that his uncle used to love to go and feed the geese. And so a simple thing he was going to do, you know, and kindness can be towards animals. It doesn't have to be toward people. His secret agent mission, he was going to go and feed the geese in his uncle's name. Somebody else had a childhood friend who died quite young, and that friend had actually just wanted a simple life. That friend had wanted to be a truck driver. And so this person got the idea to get some gift cards and leave them in envelopes on top of his trash barrels so that when the drivers of the trash truck came, they would find these gift cards. And that would be a way that this person would honor his childhood friend. Someone else had a friend who was a teacher who just loved children. And that teacher had died recently. And so what this friend did was to donate a bunch of books to an elementary school classroom. My own mom, who I love, she's a secret agent. My mom, in honoring her mother, my grandmother loved to take plants to the cemetery to honor her own relatives who had passed away, her husband and her mom especially. She would always clean up the graves and leave plants and make sure that it felt really pretty there. And so what my mom did was she went to her local cemetery and took some plants and left them on graves that looked like nobody had been visiting them. So as a way to honor my grandmother, but to also pay respect to these people that it felt like maybe nobody was taking care of their graves. A couple other ones I'll tell you is that people sent flower seeds anonymously in honor of people who loved flowers. I think several people did that. And then lastly, I'll share with you someone whose dad had passed away, and he loved a couple things. He loved playing cards and he loved ice cream. And so what this person did was that she donated a bunch of packs of playing cards to the local Ronald McDonald House. And she also went to the local ice cream shop and bought a bunch of ice cream certificates that she then had the ice cream shop just give away to people randomly as surprise gifts. So those are just literally just a few. You can only imagine how uplifting it is to read these stories of kindness that people are doing as secret agents and the ways that they're honoring people that they love. And I just want to encourage you this week, even though we're way past, you know, I guess it was November 2nd, we're way past the Day of the Dead, but it doesn't matter to me. This was such a touching mission, and World Kindness Day was yesterday, and we're coming up upon Thanksgiving, so it's really a time right now of reflection and gratitude. And I really would love for you to think about someone you love, think about something they loved, something they were passionate about, and how could you honor them in a secret way out in the world? It can be very simple. You know, it can be so simple. And then the double secret agent mission, tell them about it somehow. You know, whisper it, make an audio recording, write a letter, pick up a phone that doesn't work and tell them. And, you know, it's a beautiful thing to experience that kind of connection. I'm a big believer that love never dies. and love is always present tense. And when we have that opportunity that we give ourselves to connect in that way with someone that we love, it can be really amazing. I've heard many, many people talk about furthering relationships, deepening relationships, continuing relationships after someone has died. Consider this, you know, and please let me know. If I'll go ahead and post the Facebook group for our Secret Agents of Change. I know many people aren't on Facebook. If you want to email me if you're not in Facebook and tell me about what you did, I would love to hear it. Can't always respond to everyone who writes to me, but I promise you, I read everyone, and I really treasure hearing from you. Sending you love. Bye-bye.